Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
For 15 years, receivers were haunted by nightmares of number 42. Feared on the field.
Ronnie Lott knocked it away. Ronnie Lott, bang!
Now, loved on the mic.
Can you imagine that there's an opportunity to be great?
Here's Ronnie Lott with Murph and Mac.
Man, how do you pass that up?
On KNBR 680.
If there's a guy who lives for great football, it's Ronnie Lott, and this is Great Football. So let's talk about it with the Hall of Famer, brought to you by Casino Matrix. Epic excitement, unmatched elegance, Casino Matrix. Ronnie Lott also brought to you by GEICO, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com today.
Hold on.
On the Ring Central guest line.
Wow.
This is, listen to this. Ronnie.
Hey, man, you know what? I was thinking about that. I said, you know what? Is it James Brown? Is it going to be Prince? Is it going to be Michael Jackson? But I met Will.i.am this week, you know, and when I met him, he said, is it got to be hard? Is it got to go home? It's got to be hard. Is it got to be home? And I started sitting there going, you know what? It is so true. You got to, it is about being the hardest ever. And not only the hardest ever, but everybody knows at this time, that's how you play. And that's not only how you play, but that's what's going to decide the effort of this game is who's going to go the hardest or go home.
Man,
so I loved it, man. I was pumped up, but I thought James Brown, Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, Will I? I said, that right there got me going. Because when you start talking about going home, and the funny thing to me is, even when I think about after losing the game against the Giants, you know, at home, going for three at home and losing, man, that was the worst feeling I've ever had. The worst feeling I've ever had. And so when you think about this game, you think about the build-up, you think about it's the home piece that I think about. It's easy to think about, like the guy was talking about it. Their booty holes are tight. When I was just listening to the
the bar owner?
The bar owner.
He sounded tight.
Oh, man, his booty hole is really
tight. Yeah.
He's like, man, look, yeah, you can come in. I might boo at you. I mean, I'd walk in that bar and be boo at me.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm sitting there. I was just cracking up, man. His booty hole was tight.
Oh.
It's true, Ronnie. So, I mean, how much of this is you're saying a lot of this is attitude, huh? Like about going hard.
Man,
I mean, like Dante Whitner and that crew have to bring an attitude, huh?
Oh, man, look, you know what? One of the great stories that I heard this offseason, Jim Harbaugh was at a banquet and he was talking about, you know, the bully. And he was talking about, you know, you're sitting in line, you got to go up against the big guy. And you not only have to go up against the big guy, but he goes, you know, I got nervous. And then eventually I got up there in front and I was a little guy and I had to go against this big guy. And then you just go maniacal on him. And before you realize it, you knocked him down. And when he told the story, that's life. That's life. Sometimes Goliath, you just got to go after him. And you just got to be maniacal about going after Goliath. And I think that's what this is all about. This is about going up there and just dominating him and having the right attitude and the right, you know, disposition of knowing that who says the 12th man is going to show up?
They're going to be there. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there. Yes.
Man, look, I can tell you right now, there are a lot of 12 men that have been very quiet in championship games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the 12th man might not show up because if they bring what they're capable of bringing, that might be for naught, right?
Wow.
And the reason why that's just how you can dictate the opportunity in life. And so for me, yeah, man, it is about attitude. It is about going, but it's more importantly, it's about protecting the football. It's doing all the things that they've done. is doing all the little things that they've done, and they just got to go and do all the little things that they've done. They got to go tackle well. They got to play great special teams. They got to find themselves in situations on third down where they make those third downs. They got to find themselves being able to not have the little penalties before the snap. I mean, all those little things are the things that make a difference. And you guys know this, man. When you sound like the bartender or the bar owner, everybody feels like the bar owner right now.
That's funny, man. I love it. That's funny. He's a little tight. His booty hole is tight.
Shut him up, man. You know what's funny? I'm listening to you guys, and I'm sitting there going, and when you said, well, man, you guys are setting yourselves up. The whole community is going to be devastated. But I'm telling you, when you go home, that's a tough feeling, man. When you go home, and no one going home, what that feeling's like? It's a ugly feeling. So I can't wait, man. I cannot wait, man. It's just, you know, it's something about the blue collar attitude, of going out and earning. I mean, there are a lot of people that have earned a lot of great opportunities around this country that have had that kind of attitude, and they've gone into a stadium like that and they've won. So you go to Green Bay, the Mecca. You go to Carolina, and you dominate. And not only do you dominate, but you win the second half. You destroy the second half. And now, why not three?
Man, I'll throw in Arizona too. That Arizona game at the end of the year. Hey, Ronnie, so you've gone against great running backs in your time, and famously, you took Icky Woods out of a Super Bowl with a hit. Marshawn Lynch, he's the guy who I think maybe Seattle places all their hopes in, and he is legit, and he's had four of the best six rushing efforts against Harbaugh's defense since he's been a head coach. So how do you tackle a guy who won't go down?
Got to play on the other side. You got to play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. It's imperative that you play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. You force him to give in. You force him to give in. I mean, you know, and when you see the UFC fighters, mm-hmm. I saw Ortiz last night. I was bumping into him at the airport. I saw him wrestle in college at Bakersville. He goes, "You saw me wrestle?" I said, "Yeah." But what I love is, you know, guys like that, right? When you see them and you start right away, you know it's hard. It's hard to break them. It's hard to break them, but you got to break them. You know what I mean? That's the funny thing is that certain people you got to break, and in this situation, they got to break them. They got to find a way to break them. They got to find a way to get inside its heart and say, "Man, not today."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you guys know this. I mean, we've seen it. And I used to sit there with Roger Craig, man. Roger and I, you know, he was my roomie. And when you have a roommate and you sit there and you dream about it and you talk about things, and I remember sitting there, you know, talking with him, and when we would go down there and play the Saints, and they would try to take him, the Soul Patrol, that linebacker group, and Roger's like, "Hey, I'm not giving in." You know, and so you find yourself, and that's what made him so great. You find yourself when you see guys like that. It's you got to find a way to take it. You got to find a way to take that from them, and that's why those guys like Roger and others that are like that. You got when you play them, because I'm Walter Payton. You got to find a way to get. If you don't get inside them, it's hard to take it from them.
Mm-hmm. Man,
you know, it's hard, man. I see there Eric Dickerson. We did something again. It's hard to take it from him. It's hard to take it from him. He'll tell you. I was trying to take it from him.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways, you try to take it. You know, because that's what you do. Because you know that they're that great, right? So you have to kind of keep coming at them, keep hitting them, keep hitting them, keep hitting them and keep hitting them and hopefully playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Because you want to disrupt their belief in their selves. Because, you know, as you know, one of the great things is that you got to find a way to get them to understand, wait a minute, this is a different day. This isn't going to happen all day. And so that's, and I know that group, Bowman, Brooks,
yep,
Smith, Alden, Widner, all those guys, man, if one thing they understand is that.
Man.
They know how to break people down. They know how to they know how to say, okay, you got to say uncle.
yeah.
You got to say uncle, and they've done a great job of getting guys to say uncle.
Oh man, from your lips to their ears, Ronnie, say no more. Ooh. That's it. The stage is set.
Ooh.
Now, what's the Ronnie Lott plan to watch it? Are you alone?
Man.
Are you in a big group? Are you in Seattle? Are you in San Francisco?
That's a good question. How's Ronnie watching?
What's
the game?
Ronnie's game plan?
Yeah,
Ronnie's game plan is to sit with Miss Karen Lott.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Oh, lovely.
Bundle up.
Yes.
And look, she's already fired. I mean, I'm like, man, you're more fired up than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, I live here. I live with your crazy butt. And by the way, we're going to watch it together.
Nice. That's good, man.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Perfect, Ronnie. That's what we need to know. Particles in place.
Yeah, everybody's in their proper.
Oh, yeah. So you know the particles are going to be there.
Oh, they are. Oh, tenfold, Ronnie.
Particles and the hot sauce, Ronnie. And the hot sauce.
Exactly.
All right, man. Well, have a great one, Ronnie. And we will talk to you after this momentous epic clash. And enjoy the ball game. Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, guys.